well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog of Wall Street.
Great. Welcome back, everybody. All right. Let's talk a little business right now as well. Story this past week about Ford. Weren't paying attention. Ford is going to be eliminating about 10% of its workforce, 7,000 jobs by the end of August. Many of these jobs are in Europe, China, South America, but yes, there are also many jobs being done away with here in the United States as well. There's a lot of white-collar jobs, as a matter of fact. Why? Well, for lack of a better way of saying this, Ford's getting smart. They're getting smart. They're coming to the realization that, guess what? We make SUVs and trucks really, really well, and people like to buy them. Maybe we should focus on that. Hey, a while ago, I was talking about it in the program, and I was last summer. Now coming because I remember when I was in Europe, in particular in England, I couldn't believe the amount of Ford automobiles I saw on the road. I was surprised by the amount of Ford sedans I saw on the road, and I noticed things. I thought to myself, well, you know, come to think of it, I never see Ford sedans on the road in the United States. At least I can't think of it. What do we see here in the United States? We see SUVs and crossovers and trucks. I mean, I like driving a sedan. I like being in a car. But we know what the appetite is for the American consumer in these markets are, and it's those cars. And Ford is going to focus on that, which is smart. Again, you don't have to be the biggest, do you? You don't. You try to be the best, you find your niche, and you try to be the best at what you do. And you continue to try to grow and show profits, and you'll do fine. Now, granted, as far as the automakers are concerned, and none too happy with George W. Bush, none too happy with Barack Obama bailing out the automakers, bailing out GM, bailing out facilitating the sale of Chrysler to Fiat. None too happy with any of that because, again, that's not capitalism. I love capitalism. Capitalism, you can succeed beyond your wildest dreams, but you also can fail. That's how it's supposed to work. Joseph Schumpeter, creative destruction. Real simple. But, again, a little side bit in regards to the automakers. The government also didn't make life easy for automakers, did they? Government tells Ford, government tells General Motors, you have to have your fleet CAFE standards, miles per gallon standards at a certain amount, and all of a sudden these automakers have to start making cars that they'll lose money on. For example, the Ford Fiesta. Yep, the little car with the bicycle tires. That was made in Mexico. People are like, why are you making that in Mexico? Well, you know what? We're losing a fortune on every single one of these cars that we make, and we have to make these things to make the government happy. So give us a break, man. So that didn't help the automakers either. Also, it didn't help the automakers. Just really, really stupid union contracts. for a while there, you know, General Motors stopped being a car company and was nothing more than a benefits company that also made cars. That didn't help either. But anyway, I'm glad to see this. I am. Nothing wrong with focusing on what you do best. All right. Again, we're going to continue to see these stories. These stories are going to invade our newspapers, websites, cable news from now up until the election. Gloom and doom. Gloom and doom. That was a recent Rolling Stone song from maybe about, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago? Maybe a little bit longer. Gloom and doom. We have to sell it. That's what the media's job is. And I talked about this here in the program. I went to Syracuse University, and they have this esteemed supposed journalism school, Newhouse School, whatever. I didn't take any classes there. I didn't. I took an elective journalism class when I was in 11th grade in high school. Mr. O'Brien. And as you can tell, I'm an opinionated guy. I'm an opinionated guy. Always have been. Mr. O'Brien, in that elective half a year English class when I was in 11th grade elective, taught me how to write and do stories and keep my opinion out of it. Taught me how to do it. The stuff that I read today, no joke, the stuff that I read today would, honestly, would get a C in his class. Would have garnered a C in his class. That's how bad it is. Here's a story. Half of Americans are just one paycheck away from financial disaster. Missing more than one paycheck is a one-way ticket to financial hardship for nearly half of the country's workforce. Yes, they said that 51% of working adults in the United States would need to access savings to cover necessities if they missed more than one paycheck. Who wouldn't? Do you understand? I would have, if I didn't get paid, where else would I go to pay for necessities but the money that I have saved? Is this guy, is Jacob Passy, is the author of this thing? Are you really that stupid, Jacob? Where else do you get the money? You're going to steal it? I'm going to start dealing drugs? Going to prostitute myself or something like that? How else would I get the money to pay my bills? And then, you know, they go on and they talk about, well, you know, it's even worse. It's even worse for millennials and younger people right out of school. You're kidding. Wow. That's a surprise. That's right. Oh, you mean the ones that have to pay back all the student loans and they're not able to save money? It's a little bit more difficult on them? There's a shocker for you. But yeah. Yeah, this has been pretty much the case from, well, always. This is a story about nothing. Half of Americans are just one paycheck away from financial disaster. Hey, Jacob, when has that not been the case? In the history of the world, when has that not been the case? Now listen, if you were a farmer and you can grow your own food and all that good stuff, you might not be as in much, but hey, another one, tight U.S. job market squeezes smallest businesses the most. And they go and they're talking about here, the number of people employed by companies with fewer than 20 workers grew by less than 1% in March and April. They're saying it's become harder for small business owners to hire new workers. Labor market is tight. Oh, no. Good news is bad news again. They love that. Media loves trying to trying to say that good news is bad news. Here's another tip. You know, as a small business owner, do you think it's ever easy finding good workers? Huh? Do you think it's ever easy? It's never, I don't care what economy it is, it's never easy, especially in the work that I do. This is the work I do. My godson's father opening up a restaurant right now in Manhattan, the Upper West Side. He's trying to staff the place right now. And again, you got to deal with all the moronic New York City regulations that they put on you with this stuff. And he's got to keep it under a certain amount of employees. He's like, Chris, he says, I schedule 30 interviews. 2 people show up. What? Yeah, people call in, got to come in for an interview. 30 people, 2 show up. But do you think that this is anything new? It's always been this way. Anyway, you're going to see more and more of this. Going to continue to see the press. Again, economy's terrible. Economy's awful. It's not great for everybody. Someone's got to come to save the day and make it equitable for all. Meanwhile, we've actually got income growth going in this country, which we haven't had since Bill Clinton was president. It's facts. Sucked under George W. Bush. Stunk under Obama. Well, it's good under Trump. That's good. It's great right now. Above 3%. Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Oh no, you received an urgent email or phone call. A friend or family member needs money fast. Maybe they're in the hospital, maybe they've been mugged, or they were traveling abroad and thrown in jail. Whatever the situation, their safety depends on you sending them the money they need right now.
Stop. Slow down. Even though it seems like you need to act right away, first you need to confirm that you're not dealing with a scam artist. Scammers often hack email accounts and even make phone calls to trick people into sending them money. Before you send any money in response to a request, ask the person a question that only your actual friend or family member would know the answer to. You can also tell them that you'll call them back at a phone number that you know is genuine. So when it comes to emergency scams, exercise doubt and check it out at FTC.gov. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, I mentioned early on in the program, I started thinking about it. I said, I don't think I talked about last week on the program. I'm trying to jog my memory and take a look. I don't think I talked about Pat Buchanan's piece on trade. And I want to get into it with you, because it was enlightening. It was. And he makes some really, really good points. Because, again, what we try to do is break things down, defy conventional wisdom here on the program, so you can see through all the BS. A tariff is what? What is it? It's a sales or consumption tax that the consumer pays. But what the media is not getting across to you is that it's an optional tax. You don't have to pay it. You don't have to pay it. If you choose not to purchase Chinese goods and instead you buy comparable goods made in other nations or the United States, guess what? You don't pay the tariff. You don't pay the tax. China loses a sale. Why do you think China, which runs a $350 to $400 billion trade surplus at our expense, why do you think they're getting so angry about this? I don't know if you got wind of this. They're really pushing over in China right now to buy Chinese products. Amazing. We're not doing Buy American right now. In China, they're jumping up and down telling people to throw out your iPhone, even though iPhones are made in China, and buy Huawei products. Buy Chinese. That's what they're doing in China. Not to mention airing on national television anti-American films. Not making up. They are. Do we have any anti-Chinese films? Do we even do that? I mean, back in the Cold War, we had our fair share of anti-Soviet films, but I can't think of any anti-Chinese films. Anyway, Donald Trump wants to impose 25% tariff on all $500 billion in Chinese exports to the United States. If he did that, it would cripple China's economy. Yeah. Factories that were... You start seeing them leave China and go set up shop in Vietnam and elsewhere. Any planned factories that were thinking of going into China would say, you know what? We're not coming there. We're going to go elsewhere. Buchanan makes this point. He said tariffs were the taxes that made America great. They were the taxes relied upon by the first and greatest of our early statesmen before the coming of the globalists, Woodrow Wilson and FDR. Tariffs to protect manufacturers and jobs were the Republican Party's path to power and prosperity in the early, in the 19th and 20th centuries, before the rise of the Rockefeller Eastern liberal establishment and its embrace of the British bred heresy of unfettered free trade. The Tariff Act of 1789 was enacted with a declared purpose: the encouragement and protection of manufacturers. It was the second act passed by the first Congress led by Speaker James Madison. It was written by Alexander Hamilton and signed by President Washington, the Tariff Act of 1789. After the War of 1812, President Madison, backed by Henry Clay and John Calhoun and ex-presidents Jefferson and Adams, enacted the tariff of 1816 to price British textiles out of competition. This is so Americans would build the new factories and capture the booming U.S. market. It worked. Tariffs financed the Civil War. The tariff of 1890 bears the name of Ohio Congressman and future President William McKinley, who said that a foreign manufacturer has no right or claim to equality with our own. He pays no taxes. He performs no civil duties. You want to call that economic patriotism? Want to say it's putting America and Americans first? The Forney-McCumber tariff gave Presidents Warren Harding and Calvin Coolidge the revenue to offset the slashing of Wilson's income taxes, which ignited the Roaring Twenties, one of the most dynamic decades in our history. The nonsense that is taught in public schools, that the Smoot-Hawley tariff caused a depression of the 1930s, is a New Deal myth. Our kids have been indoctrinated with that crap for decades. The Depression began with the crash of the stock market in 1929, 9 months before Smoot-Hawley became law. The problem at that point in time, again, I don't explain this properly, the Federal Reserve failed to replenish that, basically the money supply. A third of the money supply had been wiped out by thousands of bank failures. A tariff is a tax. But its purpose is not just to raise revenue, but to make a nation economically independent of others and to bring its citizens to rely upon each other rather than foreign entities. Now think about this for a second. I want everybody to think about this in terms of, I'll give two examples. I'll give colleges and universities, and I'll give amusement parks. If my kid wants to go to, let's say, Binghamton, University of Binghamton, very good state school here in New York. I am a New York resident. I get preferred pricing because I'm a New York resident, because I pay taxes here in New York, and it just so happens to be a state school. Do you see the similarities there? Same thing with amusement parks. When I lived in Florida, Southwest Florida, guess what? Florida residents got a better deal on going to Disney World and Universal Studios than people from out of state did. Isn't it the same thing? A little bit more on this when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for the 2019 Air Force Academy graduating class.
Two graduating cadets recently received one of the most prestigious awards in all of academia, Rhodes Scholarships. Please join me in congratulating cadets James Brom and Madison Tung. Please stand up.
16 women are suing the FBI over claims the agency's training program exhibits sexual discrimination and a hostile work environment. Lauren Rose tells NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt that she received reprimands and criticism for things that male trainees did without consequences.
And the irony of that is that some of my male colleagues were the ones that were pointing it out to me. You know, so-and-so did the exact same thing, and nobody even said anything to him about it.
The lawsuit claims the women often faced unfair conditions, harassment, and inappropriate jokes. This is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plating, and IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, baby, say you love me. 5, 6, 7 times.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Is it not basically the same thing? If you're out of state, if you, let's say you're from Michigan and you want to go to Binghamton University in New York, you pay more because you're from Michigan and a resident of Michigan than you would if you were a resident of New York. And, hey, resident of New York wants to go to University of Michigan. The Michigan resident is going to pay less. Tuition is less for that individual because they live in that state. It's the same concept, for crying out loud. The same exact concept. What great nation? Question. Pat Buchanan asks, what great nation did free traders ever build? It's a good question. Free trade is the policy of fading and failing powers past their prime. In the half century following passage of the Corn Laws, the British showed the folly of free trade. They began the second half of the 19th century with an economy twice that of the United States and ended it with an economy half of ours and equaled by a Germany, which had under Bismarck adopted what was known as the American system. Of the nations that have risen to economic preeminence in recent centuries, the British before 1850, the United States between 1789 and 1914, post-war Japan, China in recent decades, how many did so through free trade? None. All practiced economic nationalism. Buchanan has the same line of thinking that I have, is that we're a nation so caught up in our consumer ways. And he says once a nation is hooked on the cheap goods that are the narcotic free trade provides, it's rarely able to break free. The loss of its economic independence is followed by the loss of its political independence, the loss of its greatness, and ultimately, the loss of its national identity. Why do you think Brexit happened? Just out of curiosity. Why do you think that happened? I think that Great Britain's kind of taken a look at it. We've been led around like a dog. Yeah, we're the dog of these elites that have been running the show. They've been telling us all this stuff about how wonderful this is and how awesome this is. And it's nonsense. And when we start talking about free trade, too, let's be honest. No such thing as any free trade agreements. Ever taken a look at a trade agreement? It's thousands of pages long. That's not free trade. Free trade agreement could be 2-3 sentences. That's it. Never seen a trade agreement that's a couple sentences long. And again, you want the truth about these Chinese tariffs? Most major companies don't think they're a big deal. Most major companies do not think that they're a big deal. Anyway, moving on. I want to touch on this. I've been doing much in regards to the politics and what's happening today. I've had it. I don't like watching what's going on. I don't like all this investigation crap that's taking place. Do you think it's easy for our president to operate and try to get our nation the best deal possible, dealing what he's dealing with in Capitol Hill? And one investigation after another, after another, after another. Well, you don't think that the Chinese know this? You don't think that they look at him as being in a weakened position based upon all of this? Yeah, they're a society that's been around for thousands of years. They'll wait. They'll wait it out. They'll say, hey, you know what? Maybe this guy won't be around next term. Maybe we'll get somebody else. Be easy on us like everyone else was. Anyway, I don't know if you've been watching this. I've been paying attention from afar. But the finger pointing that's now starting to take place with all of the Wizard of Smart investigators, all of the anti-Trump types out there, the John Brennans, the James Comey. I didn't do it. He did it. I didn't do it. He did it. Nuh-uh, not me. It's amazing to watch this stuff. They're coming after each other now. They must be frightened. They must be. But anyway, I found this fascinating too. And everybody remember, I thought about the 1980s movie with Kevin Costner, No Way Out, where he is he's a Russian spy, goes to the Naval Academy, works his way all the way up. But he happens to be a Russian spy. You know that they're both James Comey and John Brennan voted for communists? Yeah, they were commies, basically. Who knew? I cannot believe that you can become the head of the FBI, the head of the CIA, and you used to vote for communists. Remember that whole, you know, socialism town thing? Well, yeah, I wasn't lying, was I? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. An American citizen is one group of four hostages who were freed in Western Africa following a French special forces operation that resulted in the death of two of their own soldiers. The hostages were rescued following a battle in Burkina Faso. A French statement said President Macron, quote, bows with emotion and gravity at the sacrifice of our two soldiers who gave their lives to save those of our fellow citizens, end quote. They were identified as Petty Officers Cedric Dupont and Alain Berticello. The French Navy added that both men received numerous awards throughout their military careers. The hostages that were rescued were a U.S. citizen and a South Korean national, plus French nationals who were kidnapped during a safari in Benin earlier this month. The circumstances surrounding the capture of the other two were not clear. We salute those special ops troops who gave their lives in this effort. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with a Colonel.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. One of the, a feel-good story for the week. Everybody's like, wow, look at that. That's awesome. It was at, Morehouse College. You had, the guy's name is eluding me right now. Deciding he's going to pay off all of the student debt. All the student debt, all the kids there. He was the commencement speaker. And obviously that story blew up, and how wonderful it is and how great it is and how terrific and awesome. And listen, okay, I am his money. He could spend it however he chooses to do so. And yeah, it is a, without a doubt, a great act of charity. But you want to know what I thought about when I saw that? I'm kidding. I said, wow, I mean, it's great for a lot of people. But I thought about the kids at Morehouse College that didn't take out student loans. Didn't take out student loans, ones that were working their butts off, waiting tables, bartending, working side jobs, working all summer long, doing a myriad of different things so they didn't have to take out loans and they could pay for school. They must be thinking to themselves, boy, I was a sucker. I should have just borrowed the money and had a good time. But anyway, you know, it is a teachable moment. Life's not fair. Okay? Let's make no bones about it. Life's not fair. Sometimes stuff like that's going to happen, right? Sometimes the guy that buys the lotto ticket one time wins. Hey, it is what it is. But anyway, let's talk a bit about this quickly as well. I had mentioned this professor at Harvard. His name is Ronald Sullivan. He's a lawyer, and he's a dean at Harvard. And he was hired as a lawyer, because that's his job. He's a professor, he's a dean, he's a lawyer. Was hired as a lawyer to be on the Harvey Weinstein legal defense team. Guess what? He lost his job as a dean at Harvard. For doing his job. Now, let me ask you a question. If one of these lawyers at Harvard happened to go on and decide that they were going to be the lawyer for some sort of terrorist, do you think the same thing would happen? No. This is messed up. Okay? Messed up. Everybody's entitled to a lawyer, are they not? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back. You try to hold me but a bust through. Can I make a break and take a fake out like a sink and make a shake out like vanilla? It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the jokers and you know the vertigo is gonna...
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
America, financial freedom, one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, I'm not making this up. I'm not kidding. A professor, a dean at Harvard, removed for doing his job. Students putting out petitions saying that they are traumatized. Deeply trauma inducing. What are these people that are induced by trauma over a professor, a dean, and a lawyer doing their job? If that is going to bother them, what are they going to actually do in life? I don't know. I listen. We need to carve out a space somewhere. I don't know where. I don't. We gotta come up with a country called safe space. Yeah, we need an actual space, a country called safe space. So all these snowflakes can go move there, and they can figure it out. And do me, come up with this country, do us all a favor. Build a wall. Build a wall. And don't come out. Just stay there in your safe space. Another example of this. I don't know how many, I'm a big Elton John fan. Yeah, love his music, especially his old stuff. Love it. And I am. I'm looking forward to seeing that movie Rocket Man that's coming out. And I saw this, and I should have expected it. The actor playing Elton John is this Taron Egerton. And he's not gay. And I guess that's a big deal. The snowflakes, the people that should be living in a safe space, are freaking out because they can't understand why they didn't hire a gay person to play a gay person. Did they understand what the word acting means? Huh? You remember back in the day when it was that gay movie came out, Brokeback Mountain? What a big deal that was. Neither of the actors were gay. See, at that point in time, they didn't even care about that. They were just happy that there was a gay movie that was out. Now you're upset because you have a straight guy playing a gay guy? You're kidding me, right? No. And guess what? Elton John got ticked off about it, too. Good for him. Anyway, and told you this was coming. According to officials in Stockholm, Swedish residents have nothing to fear from Islamic State fighters returning from the Middle East to live peaceful, crime-free lives in Sweden. Oh, boy. It's not going to end well. Hey, listen, if I was a Swedish citizen now, I don't care what type of gun laws they have there, I'd be getting myself a gun. And we told everyone that this was going to happen. All of these ISIS fighters that left Europe, that went there to fight for the Islamic State, the ones that weren't killed, they're going home. What do you think is going to happen? Anyway, Stockholm's anti-violent extremism coordinator claimed that the jihadis who returned from Syria and Iraq were living orderly lives following public outcry regarding the government's decision not to strip people who fought in radical Islamic terror organizations of their passports. Oh, yeah, that's going to turn out real well for you guys. Anyway, saw this too. Again, this is a member of NATO. Member of NATO. Norway says we can't defend ourselves. The head of the Norwegian Armed Forces Operational Headquarters admitted that as a result of failing to upgrade the country's military, Norway would not be able to defend itself in an attack. Well, why would you? Why would you? Why do you need to defend yourself? You're a member of NATO. Meaning what? You're going to hit speed dial. Who's number one on the speed dial? Oh, that would be the United States. Listen, again, I can't, and this is one of the things of all the establishment types, Republicans, Democrats, they love going to their parties at embassies all over the globe and hobnobbing with all these European elites. You know, we've got some sort of, I don't know what it is, we have a bit of an inferiority complex as a nation. Somehow, when it comes to Europe, we do. We love kissing their butts. Why shouldn't they pay the freight? Okay, you can't defend yourself. Guess what? We'll do it for you. I mean, for crying out loud, people, you got an alarm system at your house, security alarm, and you got to pay the, I don't know, ADT, whatever the hell the bill is. If you don't pay the bill, guess what? The system goes off. Okay, you can't defend yourself. Would you like us to do it for you? Okay, here's the bill. And we've talked about this. Trump has brought this up, and he's right, and he gets criticized for it. That these countries should be paying what they're supposed to pay. You are a member of NATO. The bill is this. At least 2% of your GDP on defense. There's what? Three, four NATO countries? About three or four NATO countries that actually do that. And some of them are tiny ones, like Greece. So we're supposed to keep doing what we're supposed to do. We're $22 trillion in debt. Norway can't defend itself. German military, they train with wooden rifles. They don't even have them. Their planes don't come off the ground. And, hey, it's okay. It's okay. We'll keep United States number one on the speed dial. Oh, happy Memorial Day, everybody. God bless. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll see.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising this year's graduating class from the U.S. Air Force Academy.
You could have chosen any school, any career you wanted, but you chose a harder path and a higher calling to protect and defend the United States of America.
Speaking on Thursday at the Academy's graduation ceremony, the president also praised the parents who have raised rock-ribbed patriots. National Security Advisor John Bolton says naval mines, almost certainly from Iran, were to blame for oil tanker damage earlier this month out of the Gulf of Oman. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on how the president is handling Iran.
Letting Iran and other countries know that we won't be trifled with, but at the same time saying that we're open to diplomacy. There are talks of other countries actually beginning diplomatic talks with Iran, and the president hasn't said he won't talk to Iran. I think that's a good thing.
Paul was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is ordering an investigation into the reported obscuring of the name of the USS John McCain during President Trump's Memorial Day visit to sailors in Japan. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News the president didn't know anything about it.
He's made his conversation, or his opinion, I should say, about John McCain quite clear. But at the same time, he's not going to cover up McCain's name on the side of a battleship.
Gidley also says he doesn't know where the story originated. The latest check on the new unemployment claims shows a rise a bit last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Labor Department says about 215,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims last week, and that was up 3,000 from the week before, but right in line with what analysts had forecast. The states showing the biggest increases were Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. The biggest declines, California, Illinois, and Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr is speaking out after Special Counsel Robert Mueller gave his rare public statement on Wednesday, where he reiterated some of the key findings of the Mueller report, which dealt with Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Attorney General was asked on CBS This Morning if he believes Robert Mueller could have reached a decision regarding obstruction of justice by President Trump.
I personally felt he could have reached a decision. The opinion says you cannot indict a president while he's in office. He could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity. He had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained, and I'm not going to, you know, argue about those reasons. But when he didn't make a decision, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and I felt it was necessary for us, as the heads of the department, to reach that decision.
Well, I mean, he seemed to suggest yesterday that there was another venue for this, and that was Congress.
Well, I'm not sure what he was suggesting, but, you know, the Department of Justice doesn't use our powers of investigating crimes as an adjunct to Congress.
A D.C. statehood bill could soon be reviewed by the House Oversight Committee. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the measure has wide support among Congress.
A record number of co-sponsors in the House and Senate are supporting the Congresswoman's efforts to get the House to vote on statehood for Washington, D.C.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.